But first today, the federal government has accepted more than 100 recommendations from the Royal Commission into Child Sexual Abuse. Among the list, the establishment of a National Office for Child Safety. Survivors have also been reassured that they'll be able to apply for financial support from next month as the redress scheme edges closer to being finalised. For more on this, I'm joined by Stephanie Boris in Canberra. Stephanie, what do you think is the most significant change and recommendation that the Prime Minister has accepted today?
Well, there were a number of recommendations that the federal government has accepted today, 104 of 122 recommendations that were purely directed or partly directed at the Commonwealth. One of those is setting up what's called a National Office for Child Safety, and the Prime Minister says that this will be established by next month. The things that will fall into the role of the National Office for Child Safety include regular studies on the prevalence of child mistreatment and also the establishment of a national strategy to prevent child sexual abuse. During the press conference today, a number of senior ministers and the Prime Minister made it clear that they don't want to see a repeat of what has happened in the past here in Australia. So there were, though, a number of recommendations that haven't been accepted yet. That's 18. They're still under consideration. But Attorney General Christian Porter made it very clear they haven't been rejected as such, just the fact that more consideration into them is needed.
They are recommendations that go to securing an outcome in a field of importance, but there are responsibilities which cross over local, state and federal government lines. Quite often they're about funding, and so, as you'll appreciate, it's often the case that a degree of negotiation needs to occur with each layer of government.
That's the Attorney-General, Christian Porter, speaking a little while ago. Stephanie, the federal government has already started work on some of the recommendations. I'm thinking in particular of the National Redress Scheme. But I remember when that was announced, there was some speculation that some survivors might actually do better financially if they went, you know, if they boycotted that and went through the courts. What's happened on this front today?
So the federal government has made it clear from the outset that they support and want to see a national redress scheme set up. So they've been moving forward with this, talking to states and territories and also, of course, the various churches and organisations implicated in this. A number of organisations have signed up, such as Scouts and the YMCA, and every state and territory has signed up except for Western Australia. So the Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, today did announce that he's spoken recently to the WA Premier, and here's what he had to say.
I'm pleased to say that he has given a firm commitment to me that Western Australia will join the national scheme and that he will sign up in the next few weeks.
So that means with Western Australia signing up, 93% of survivors will be covered by this redress scheme, offering up to $150,000 in financial support. But as you said, Liz, some survivors believe that they could have got more assistance through other means.
And Stephanie, when are we expecting to hear from the states and territories?
My understanding is it will be later this week. One of the most interesting points people are wanting to know about is the recommendation that priests be required to reveal what they hear in confession, especially if that, of course, is regarding child sexual abuse. Now, it is a state and territory issue in the sense they handle the laws around mandatory disclosure in the context of matters such as education and child protection. And the state and territory attorneys generals have agreed to harmonise their laws. And at the end of that process, it goes back to the federal government. So potentially slow steps towards making that a reality.
That's an interesting one. We did a story on Saturday about the ACT because they've actually legislated to force priests to break the seal of confession. So it'll be interesting to see if the others follow suit. Mm-hmm. Finally, Steph, earlier this year, the Prime Minister announced that he would make a national apology to the survivors. Did he do that today?
Yes, so what we now have is a date as to when that national apology will occur. That's the 22nd of October here in Canberra. It will coincide with National Children's Week. Now, there is a consultation process underway. The Prime Minister is asking survivors to take part so their voice is heard in this apology. So if anyone does want to take part, they suggest that you go to the website, which is nationalapologyconsultation.gov.au.
Stephanie Boris, thank you.